Hi, Emily.
Hi.
What about me? Our podcast?
Don't worry about him.
Who is the most likely to get arrested out of the two of you?
Oh, label everything down to socks. Label it all.
Even your child.
Because you will not believe what they will lose.
Swearing is when people aren't clever enough to think of the right word to say.
For me, I found the most difficult age 18 months.
I think I co-slept with my parents till I was 17, 18.
You did it. Oh, you and me.
Such a spark.
You haven't got one.
No, exactly. If you don't have one, then it's nothing to lose. You haven't got to keep anything up. How do you get them to do anything without moaning? We haven't got an answer for that.
Hi, guys. I'm Emily.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome back to our podcast, What They Don't Tell You.
But we will.
Yes. And today we are doing a Q&A episode. I had a few people actually message me saying, can you do one that is just questions from the audience? And I thought that was a great idea. So we have got loads of parenting questions through from you guys over on Instagram and on YouTube as well. So we're just going to go through them, aren't we?
We are.
Give you our wise knowledge. Yeah. What we have learnt.
You do get a lot of questions on a daily basis, often related to parenting.
Yeah.
So it does make sense.
Yeah, but it's good because there was quite a few questions that were repeated.
Yeah,
so we've got some burning questions as well.
Yeah, we're trying to do the most asked. And there's a couple of random ones in there as well.
Yes, and hopefully we know a few things now. 14 years in, you know, three kids.
Yeah.
So you can learn from our mistakes.
Yeah. That's probably one of the most asked, actually, is about having three kids.
Yes.
But I'll go into the questions. It'll pop up somewhere, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question one, pretty broad, and we're probably going to differ, is easiest age so far.
Mm.
I'm guessing they mean by children, not us.
Yes. My easiest was
I don't even know my age.
I was 20. Yeah.
My easiest age was 21 before I met you.
Yeah, exactly.
True story.
So easiest age for the children.
Yeah.
What do you think?
As one child.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like an actual age.
Yeah, like your favourite age as a child.
Yeah, I guess like it's really difficult, isn't it? It's easier for different reasons. I think mentally, obviously, as they get older, then it becomes...
I always think like when they're really young, it's very physically demanding.
Yeah.
Whereas when they get older, it's less physically demanding, but then it's more like mentally and emotionally demanding.
I think when you look back, you miss the younger days, younger days more because they're so cute and they're just learning so much and changing so much.
Yeah.
But I do feel like once they get to like our middle, like 11 years old, he's pretty easy, isn't he?
He's pretty easy,
We've got a good teen anyway. I think like he's really easy. But I think once they get to the end of primary school, that's when they suddenly become like, don't get me wrong, like it's always a pleasure to be around.
Yeah.
But you're worrying about different things, aren't you?
It's, but I feel like looking back, I think, you know, from like 3 years old to maybe... Jackson's still a lovely age. He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
But like sort of from that age, they're just your little best friend.
Yeah.
And they want to do everything with you. And then, you know, and you're driving along in the car and they're just like, Mummy, look at that.
Yeah, questions.
Like, and they're just like really chatty. And what I wasn't prepared for was like, as they get older, they get a bit quieter.
Yeah.
And you're, I don't know, you're like.
Give less back.
Yeah. And you're like really happy little like, oh, Mummy, I did this today, I did that today. Sort of like
just
gone.
Goes.
So I feel like that is a bit of a golden age when they're, you know, like they've stopped napping, they're not nappies, you know, like all that, and they're just your little best friend.
It's like we said, really when they like get to an age where you're not their idol, really, are you? Not the be all and end all.
Yeah.
And it is that teenage age when they start to do that. They're looking for someone else as an inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't really answer that question then, did we?
No, I think it's really easy to pull out. For me, I found the most difficult age 18 months.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh my gosh, like you're going to hurt yourself. It was backbreaking. Yeah. There was tantrums. You know, like.
Yeah, you often don't look at people and go, oh, your kids are, well, you do, but their kids are grown up. Oh, this is really easy age. More than anything, you go, that's a hard age.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're
going
easier.
Through it. It's like when we have friends around, all our friends or my friends tend to have younger kids, don't they? So they come around and we're like, we're always able to host because like they're in it deep, aren't they?
Yeah, like they can't even sit down and have like a mouthful of food.
Yeah,
they can't. Or like we forgot. We had friends over and like the first thing the baby did was just go outside and start eating the rocks.
Yeah.
We were like, oh my gosh, we didn't even think because we don't have babies.
Yeah.
So yeah, I almost found that more difficult. But it's funny looking back now as well that you think at the time we found newborns so difficult.
Yeah.
And then when we had our second and third, we're like, oh, it's actually really easy. This is like the easy bit in a way. Not the sleepless nights, but the, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I think like if you've got a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, like that's just
Embrace it. Enjoy
it. It's so nice.
But don't have more. Okay, next question. This is going to take a while. How is the transition to school? I don't want my son to go in September. I feel so emotional.
I've actually made a couple of YouTube videos about starting school because it is such a massive thing. And having done it, like once I'd done it, I thought, oh, I wish I'd known that. I wish I'd prepared more for that.
Yeah.
So definitely watch those videos because there's loads of good nuggets in it. It's just little things like make sure they can recognize their name because as soon as they start reception, literally like there's a hook with their name on it for their bag. There's a hook for their coat. There's a tray with their name on it. Yeah. And if they can't recognize it, like it's pretty tricky.
Yeah.
And just like little things like that.
Yeah, preparing them.
Oh yeah. And being completely toileted. Is that the word?
Toileted?
Yeah. Like teaching
always
them.
Always use that phrase.
No, but, like teaching them all parts of the toileting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you might think, oh, they're potty trained. But can they pull their trousers down themselves? Can they do them back up?
Yeah.
Can they wash their hands? Can they dry their hands? Like all of that, you tend to just do it for them.
You don't have to worry too much because our kids all just save their number two for when they get home.
Yeah.
Cheers, kids.
Literally, they walk in the door and they just run to the toilet.
Why have you held that human-sized number two in you like all day? Like because you don't want to do it at school. Okay, isn't it? It's probably not good for you.
You think you were like that as a kid? Yeah. Like
nothing better than doing it at home, right?
You don't want to do it
this
at school.
This podcast is getting a bit of a theme.
Sorry.
The problem with having me on it.
Yeah, but I think I was more emotional than our kids as well. I was so tearful.
Oh, it's all about you.
You almost need to like really hold it together for them.
Yeah.
Like on the way to school, I remember I just thought, oh, she's going to break down. But I thought, I've got to be just super excited.
I was like, do some of the hard drop-offs and stuff, don't know when there's problems or tantrums or meltdowns.
Mm.
It's like, oh, actually, go with daddy because like you don't show, you know, you don't play him as much.
Yeah, they were almost like a little bit better for you.
Yeah. It's also like parenting on your own, isn't it? Obviously, I'd never want to be a single parent, but I do find our three kids easier when I'm on my own.
Yeah, with them.
Yeah, it was just me. So and it's not when it's the both of us, I think they know they can sort of get away with a bit more.
Yeah.
You've got backup or whatever. The dynamics are a bit different.
One more tip for that one.
Yeah.
Label everything down to socks. Label it all.
Even your child.
Because you will not believe what they will lose. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. This one's from Debbie. It's not a shit name. Sounds like a Debbie question. Hi, how do you keep the sparkle as parents? Love you as a couple.
Sparkle?
Kiss, kiss.
Well, is that sparkle between us or sparkle with
the
kids?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, you and me.
Such a sparkle.
We haven't got one.
No, exactly. If you don't have one, then it's nothing to lose. We haven't got to keep anything up.
I can't remember what the spark was like.
I think you leave your sparkle at the door, don't you, in the hospital. And I see all this stuff about reconnecting and all that. Don't get me wrong. We try and go on a date every 6 to 12 months, but realistically.
No, but we've had so many questions about date night through, and it's just laughable because we are terrible. We should probably
date
more.
We're not the only ones.
We haven't dated this whole year.
It's January.
No, it's not. But maybe we should go on with a few more dates.
Yeah, it's all on me. I think we've said this before. It's like, you need to plan something, and I will.
I book fun stuff.
What are you doing in August?
I was saying, I want to book something for Father's Day for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I feel like this ultimate pressure, like you keep asking me, what do you want to do for Father's Day? Like,
no, because should we tell the story of what I did last year?
The year before.
So Matt, he's not a big gift fan. Like if I was to buy him like a watch or a wallet or like he just wouldn't want it. He wouldn't
I'm
be
a
interested.
Giver, not a taker.
No, he likes acts of service or like, you know, like experiences and things. Like once I got you like a cooking class to learn barbecuing.
That was really good.
Yeah, you liked that. So I'm like, hey, that's the kind
of thing. But you benefited, but yeah.
No, well, yeah, but that's the kind of thing you like. It's like an experience or like a something or clean the garage kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was thinking last year, oh, what can I get him? And I thought, what would Matt like more than anything? And it would be a day off, right? So I booked a local like spa. It's not far away, so I thought that's ideal. He's not far. He can go to the spa, he can have some treatments, have some nice food, and literally sleep on his own, uninterrupted, can sleep in, have a really nice time. Anyway, booked it all, not knowing that I basically booked him into like a fitness farm thing.
A vegan.
There was no coffee. It was like a health thing.
Yeah, it's a health. My parents just got a thing called health farms.
Yeah.
Which I just imagine that's what it was. It's a detox, right?
Yeah.
For anyone, I don't drink.
No.
So like, so it wasn't fine. Like I needed like a missed drink, but I mean, I like sugar.
And you
so,
like coffee.
I like coffee.
Oh, so, yeah, there was no sugar.
Yeah. So I was, like, I was going 24 hours and I was obviously there to relax. It was really weird. I had a room to myself. Like, it's just really bizarre. I felt like I was in some sort of therapy. And like, there were people there that actually were like on like detoxes. Like this, I saw this closest guy and he was there for a week.
Yeah.
And it was a real like detox for him, which I totally understand. But like, I was like, oh, happy Father's Day.
I know.
I genuinely wanted to be like, it was fine.
At home.
The first few hours. And then I was like staying there. I was just like, oh, I feel like I've done something wrong.
Oh, no. But I thought I've spent all this money on you going to this lovely spa night.
Yeah. It's like you called my bluff,
though. You just didn't like it.
It's like you actually give someone, you'd be the same. If I actually said, right, it's a day off on your own. Like, if I booked you with a friend, you'd be like, you'd love it. Like,
yeah.
But like, I don't know, it's like, I think I like my own company. But
I thought you could have like a massage.
I like my own company, but not without sugar and caffeine.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, so if I had known that, I could have like put some stuff in your bag.
Yeah. What was the question?
Date night.
Date night. Okay, yeah. So let's get back to that, eh?
Oh,
we'll go on a date. I'm sorry. So yeah, in answer to that question, we don't.
What was the question of spark? Yeah,
the sparkle. We sparkle. Humor. That's how we keep the sparkle because we joke about the state of our relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the lack
You're
of.
You're pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think when we're old and like
that'll be the challenge, won't it? When all the kids move out and it's like, right, it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
Since by the time Jackson moves out, so it'd be probably been 30 years since we hadn't had a child.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
And it's that finding that connection
mm-hmm.
without the consistency of everything being around the children. We're starting to see it now anyway, aren't we? Do you know what I mean? As they get more independent,
yeah.
It's like, oh, we've got a few hours to ourselves here or like,
Yeah.
Potty train. Sorry, these questions are really random.
Yeah,
so like, I'm just going through like the best ones. Potty training tips for boys. I have two girls and now a baby boy.
Yeah, I think... I don't know.
We don't know any different.
Obviously, I don't have any girls, but I wouldn't think it would be that different. And do you know what the great thing about boys is? They can just go wherever, pretty much.
Yeah.
That is actually really handy. But I think the main thing with potty training in general is just to make sure they are 100% ready.
Yeah.
Because like the longer you wait, then the easier it is.
Yeah.
Like Caleb was so ready and he potty trained in just 3 days.
Yeah.
I made a YouTube video about it. You can watch it. But
don't get caught up in the competition of it all as well.
Oh
they
my
know,
gosh,
like,
yes.
Especially NCT, remember that? It's like, oh.
Yeah, mine's but I felt bad because Fraser actually potty trained really early.
Really early.
But, and then I thought.
Because we was in a competition.
Maybe I pushed it too early. He was super clever though.
Yeah.
And he was like really ready.
That's not why though. It's just some kids are ready, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was just ready. But we did also get this really cool gadget for boys when they need a wee.
We've still got it.
It's like this little cup, but it's got this bit on it where they can actually put their thing.
Yeah.
And a wee into it. And it was so much easier than carrying around the whole porta potty.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was fit in the side of like my baby changing bag.
Yeah.
And for boys, you know, normally it was just a wee.
Yeah.
So that was really handy. And we still have it in the car.
We've got a good story actually about peeing in the car, haven't we? Remember we got stuck on the motorway once and they were young.
Yeah.
And we were driving back from London and we got to the back of this queue and it's just like you could just tell where he was going to be.
It's like 2 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, so yeah. That was when you realised the benefit of being a boy and not being a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously all the boys, I just took them for a walk.
Yeah. But then boys as well, they could just like wee in a thing like that.
Yeah.
And it's no problem.
Whereas poor old mummy.
Women can't do that.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
What about me? Our podcast?
Don't worry about him.
I love watching your podcast with Matt.
Oh, there you go.
You redeemed yourself. I was joking about that. I currently have a 6-month-old who is teething. Do you have any advice as he seems grumpy at all times? Also, any must-haves and best buys for this age, please. Sending you and your family lots of love.
Oh, so nice. Yes, teething is really hard. And like some kids go through it worse than others.
Yeah.
In my change bag, I remember always having Ambisol and teeth powder on me.
Yeah.
And when my teeth powder was going down in stock, I used to like panic because I was like, I need that. But it was actually so weird because you'd be rubbing it on their gums like it was some sort of drug.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd always have loads of it, I remember. Yeah.
But it would really help.
But you're only allowed a certain amount a day or something.
Yeah, you could only like...
Which tells you this, I don't know, you sort of think...
But I think it was... a calming thing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But it did used to really help. But I also used to love to take a flannel and then, you know, you put a little bit of the baby pouch, like, you know, puree in the flannel and freeze it.
Yeah.
And then it would be like really sweet, but frozen and like help their gums. So I had all like the frozen things. I remember at one point I even wore a necklace for them to bite on.
Yeah.
So I had this like teething necklace and I remember sharing it on YouTube at the time and getting loads of hate saying, you know, you shouldn't teach your kids to chew on your jewelry. But I was like, well, he's one and he's really struggling. And it did
to
really
be fair, he does now. Often we catch him on the sofa just chewing on jewelry.
And I chewing blame on you. My necklace.
I blame you.
Exactly. Yeah, so those are a few things, but it's really horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is hard that.
I'm pregnant, not me.
Oh, congratulations.
With my third, and wanted to know some tips on preparing for a third and advice on sibling dynamics with three kids. Well, it's too late to tell you to don't do it.
No, I think the third's just really slotted in. I get this question a lot. And obviously it depends on the baby. Like Jackson was a pretty good baby. But then I also think he didn't really have a choice.
No.
We were so busy. We had a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old and him. And, you know, we were like having to get up, go to school, run. If he wanted a morning nap, it was like, you're going to have to just do it in the buggy or on the road because we've got loads of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I used to joke when people would look in at the pram and go like, hello. And he would really smiley. He was such a smiley baby. And I was like, you're literally the first person that's talked to him today.
Yeah.
Because we've been like so busy.
Forget you have them.
Yeah. Like if someone would give him attention, he's like, just so happy. But I did feel like that's just really slot in because they have to, don't they? And we did prepare the boys a bit, like we bought all the, you know, the books where you read at night about what's in mummy's tummy and stuff. I think those are they're really good. And then obviously we bought presents from the baby.
What's interesting is neither of us are third childs. We're both second childs and we're both from siblings of two. So Jackson is like a doing something we've never done.
Yeah.
Not that he really cares or knows any different.
Yeah, to be honest, he's the boss of the whole family.
Boss baby.
We joke, we say he's the boss baby, but he does. It's like, oh, I want to play this game. I want to go there. I want to do this. We tend to do what he's, now they're older.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what he wants, you know, on holiday and stuff.
How do you deal with foul, offensive language? As my boys have got older, what they're consuming shows more offensive language and they occasionally repeat. We'll be interested to know your opinion on this.
We don't tend to swear, do we, in front of the kids?
It's incredible because I actually, with Emily and even my own parents and my sister, I swear not a lot.
For humour.
I only ever swear to be funny. I never swear when I'm being serious.
Yeah.
And with the kids, we just never swear. I think Fraser's probably heard me swear twice in the 14 years he's been alive. And it probably has been potentially humour or like hurt myself or something.
Yeah.
So we have done, and you're the same, we've done really well to not swear around them. It doesn't make us perfect parents. I think we are just quite lucky that we just don't.
No.
And my explanation to the children with swearing is always like, especially if they come home and say, oh, someone said F this or whatever, I say, swearing is when people aren't clever enough to think of the right word to say, which is true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's we've like, always said
you,
that.
If you
them.
Really want to, you could avoid swearing. As much as like I like to drop the old swear word to be funny, even that in comedy, I think a bad comedian is someone that swears because it does make things funnier. Yeah, there's something about it, isn't there? But it's actually, no, you need the joke to be funny on its own without having to chuck a few swear words in there.
Yeah, I was going to say that. We've always said like, if you swear, it's because you can't think of anything better to say or you can't communicate properly.
It's quite a good comeback as well if someone swears at you as well. It's like, oh, you obviously can't use the right vocabulary to say what you want to say.
Yeah.
I often can't do that, but I don't use swear words. I just can't get my words out.
But yeah, so they haven't like sworn loads or anything, have they?
No, never had to say. And you can tell sometimes they go to or like It's really innocent when they do, don't they, as well? I do think content that they consume is a big thing.
Yeah.
Because if we've said it before, we only let them consume social media content, especially the younger two, downstairs.
Well, just no devices, like, behind closed doors.
No, upstairs, but on TV. So as soon as something's a little bit sweary, we're like, turn that off.
Change it.
And, like, you can almost tell that they feel bad for having watched it, which is not a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you've chosen to watch this.
No, but they don't maybe even necessarily know what's coming sometimes.
They don't know it's coming. You could tell they're so, I mean, I think maybe they're a little bit too scared of swearing because, like, in reality,
I think as they're getting older, like...
Yeah, I think the eldest, like, he's starting to realise a lot of people do swear.
Well, there's quite a lot of swearing on a football pitch.
Yeah.
And even sometimes coaches swear at the level he's at now, at his age.
Yeah.
You can hear, like, managers say every now and then, like, not his manager, but, you know, like... You do hear swearing on the football pitch. So I think he gets that, like, people use it to emphasize things.
Yeah. And they start to learn it is just words. And that's just some people's form of communicating.
Mm.
And I've now starting to say to our oldest, like, don't judge them just because they're swearing a lot. Actually take in what they're saying and the type of person they are, because often it probably is the way that they were raised and it was okay to be doing, like, it all the time.
It's probably, you know, used at home or like said. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all just words.
Yeah.
Like, so it's hard, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah.
Bleep, but yeah. Bleep, bleep.
So far, so good. Not too much
so
swearing.
Good.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Watched you, Matt, and the boys for many years. Great content and learned loads, hacks, etc. Do you think it's time for Kiki to get her own channel?
Aww. when we got Kiki as a puppy, I did actually think about setting up an Instagram account like Kiki the Cavapoo. I was going to set up. But I put a poll on my Instagram stories and I was like, you know, do you want a separate channel or do you want her in my content? And then I think it was more...
Put her on yours.
My content, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would love her to have her own channel because she is now like... my actual baby.
I have to get her an agent.
I love having Kiki because I feel like she'll be my baby forever and she won't leave me.
She told me the other day she doesn't want to do it.
She wants to move out.
She said, I don't want to be online.
But I think we had another question about, you know, did you ever wish for a fourth baby? But when I get that question, I think, I have.
Yeah.
I have got a fourth
baby. She is actually like a baby as well, isn't she? She's like...
Yeah.
Because they're not the smartest, are they? Do you know what I mean? She just like, she's so loyal and like, she's like, she's so reliant, obviously, on you, like a baby is. Like, she can't really do anything.
Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the fourth baby.
She is. She is.
It's if we're going to have a fifth baby.
Yeah. We might. A fifth furry baby. Maybe.
Jackson's furry. Okay. How to get co-sleepers in their own beds? They're 3 and 5 years old.
Oh, so there's two of them.
We've got 9, 8-year-old.
And Jackson was ill last week, so he was in our bed for the whole week.
Yeah.
He is back in his now.
Yeah.
But when he wasn't feeling well, we were like, of course, come in. And like, we have always been like quite...
What age was Fraser in our bed till? He had to move because of Caleb, right?
3 or 4.
3 or 4. Caleb was probably...
Yeah, 3 or 4.
Yeah, because of
And
the
then
baby.
Jackson. So basically, like, as one moved out, one would move in, basically. So we always had a baby and a child in our bed.
And then Jackson was probably... 6, 7.
Yeah.
Where he's a bit older because he had space.
Yeah.
But even still, we get the odd night where he'll come and get me at like 4 a.m. He's woken up.
Mm.
I just go and get in his bed. Like, we don't think, I don't think anything of it. I think I co-slept with my parents till I was 17, 18.
You didn't.
No, I was primary school, but I think I was
probably
like 8 or 9.
Jackson's age.
So I was the youngest, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, there's room for me.
Mm.
And my parents are divorced. So. Got in between them in the bed. I really don't think much of it.
But one thing we did do, which worked wonders, was we let our kids sleep together.
Yeah.
So, you know, Fraser and Caleb shared a bed for years to the point where Fraser was like, can you get out, Caleb? Like, I want to sleep on my own.
I mean, the renovations always
Yeah, moved us around. We were all sharing.
Yeah, we still do a little bit of musical beds, but nothing like we did probably about 2 years ago. Stopped, didn't it?
Everyone is in their own bed
luckily, they've all got a double bed. So like Jackson didn't for quite a while. So that was why awkward when he was going to sleep in a single bunk bed.
Yeah, but every now and then they'll have a sleepover in one room.
Yeah. I can sleep anywhere, so I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't mind. No. But yeah, that was quite a good hack. If you could say, like, you can't get in mummy and daddy's bed anymore, but you can share together if you want to, then they might actually be really up for that.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make bedtime really difficult, like at one point we would put one to bed in that bed and then the other one would join that bed because they just would talk too long.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or just move them in the night.
Yeah.
Just loyalty goes out the window. Trust.
It's a great tip.
This is a really good question.
Oh.
Really important parenting question. I think we're going to break the internet by answering this one. You ready for this?
Oh.
Who is the most likely to get arrested out of the two of you?
Oh.
Really
juicy.
Really good parenting question there. That actually made us laugh, didn't it?
Who do you think?
I think probably you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Because you're pretty criminal, aren't you? No, I'd say you, just because you're more heart on the sleeve than I am.
Hmm.
I'm probably boring. No, I'm a bit more level-headed. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you probably make more rash decisions, even though often they're the right one. Do you know what I mean? Like, and your passion, and you're with the kids, you just see red.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I feel like if anyone done anything to you,
yeah,
you don't hear both sides of the story. No, joking.
No, I don't know why I think it would be me, but I think I'm maybe a bit more risky.
Yeah.
Than you. Like
it's not hard.
Risk taking. No, it's not hard.
No.
But I mean, I don't think I will ever get arrested. But I'm just saying.
I'm planning for it.
Yeah. But I think you actually could potentially get arrested, like in road rage, because you do get a little bit of road rage.
No. You are just the typical, can you break 3 miles away when I'm driving?
But
when you're
like,
driving,
you're like big people and you get annoyed. And I think, oh, just let it go. Like, they're having a bad day. Like, I know, but you think that's a bit fun. But then what if they pull over and they've got a baseball bat and then that's it?
Hopefully. So I've got you. And then you'll get arrested.
I think that's a silly question because hopefully neither.
I don't get arrested for swearing.
It's a good one, though. Yeah. A good one.
Oh, giving correct. So, I mean, it's not quite, it's like, they want to know about giving the correct information, especially around topics of pornography, etc.
Oh, yes.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm super excited, actually, because we're going to
be in a pornography film.
We're going to start a new channel, guys. So we're actually going to get an expert on.
I think we need to.
To talk about it.
Because our boys are 8, 11 and 14, right? So
yeah.
Actually, they're all at ages where we probably need to talk.
It's probably too late, actually, to be honest.
They
just say, like, a lot of children have seen something pornographic.
No, you said we have spoken about it to our eldest.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, you can't imagine it, but they've probably seen stuff, you know, like nothing bad, but like, you know, like bums or boobs or, you know, that kind of thing already, unfortunately. And actually, I said to Matt, if you go on Matt's social media, like For You page, Being a man, and also it's the same for boys. If you go on like a teenage boy's like For You, like if you literally set up a brand new account, if you're just like, I'm a 14-year-old boy, and then on the For You page, it is bikinis, it's muscles, it's just all like weird things that I just don't get. I get like puppies and...
Well, we never got, think about when we was their age, we didn't have that.
No.
You get thrown there. Do you know what I mean? So like,
exactly. And they're saying so many things like boys' body dysmorphia has really gone up almost to match girls now. And it's probably because of that.
Yeah.
They're seeing all this content, and all this, which may or may not even be a real person.
Yeah.
It could just be fake. So it is a massive worry. But yeah, it's definitely something on our mind. So we have lined up an expert that's going to come on the podcast who's going to talk about how to talk to your kids about pornography.
Yeah.
So that should be a really, really good one. But I think it is really good to be open and honest.
Yeah.
Like, because we have had conversations with them already.
Yeah.
About, you know, sharing content like nudes, you know, that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And actually, Fraser's had like stuff at school. They're doing lessons on it, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important to talk to them as parents, though. Mm-hmm. As weird a subject it is, you'd rather your kids heard from you, do you know what I mean, the harmful side of things.
I think that's why I'm keen to speak to this expert as well, because, you know, I think it's better to talk to them about porn before they see it.
Yeah.
It might be too late for a lot of kids, but if we can talk to them now before they see it, when they see it, it's not like this shocking, like, oh my God, it's like, okay, I knew I might see this one day.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
They need to know it's not reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will obviously share that as soon as it happens.
Okay. How to divide and spend quality time equally. Like, this person has two children. Like,
with your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something you're actually very conscious of and good at.
Oh, thanks.
I said something nice. I mean, I tend to just go with whatever needs doing, but I feel like you're conscious of it. Do you know what I mean? I'll happily spend 100% with one of the child if that is what's needed that day. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's Jackson needs all of our attention, do you know what I mean? Whereas you feel guilty.
Yeah, I feel a lot of mum guilt.
Yeah. Mm. But I do think that's something people do obsess over, having equal time with their children. I think, like, obviously you want to spend equal time with your children, but in reality, like, it's not really going to happen. I think it's more than having quality time with those children. Mm. And when one is feeling unloved, then being there for them.
Yeah.
But you do sort of like try and make time to just pull one out for.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's nice if you can do like one-to-one time with them all. Like, and recently.
Also, as they get older, they do want to be around you less. So, like, once you become a teenager, you will get that more time with the 8-year-old, with the 11-year-old. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's almost like the eldest just invests in a bit more time in them now when they're younger, because you are going to lose that with them.
Yeah. But there is loads of stuff that you can do as a group. Like, we love to play card games as a family. Like,
there we go.
We love Uno, and we love...
we've got a new one.
We love Sky Joe is our latest one. But we'll sit down and all play cards. Like, yes, sometimes they kick off. Like, Jackson's a bit competitive, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's the youngest. Yeah. So we do that as a group, and that's really fun. But then, doing one-to-one things with them is really nice. Like, just the other week, I took Caleb to a pottery class. What was it? A class? You just go and paint pottery.
Yeah.
But I did try. I took them all there, and Caleb could have spent hours and hours doing it, whereas the others were kind of done in 15 minutes. So I said, "Oh, you know, I'll bring you back on your own."
Yeah, and he loved
that. And that's like really special, because it's so nice to watch him like do something he loves. He just loves painting and being creative. So doing something like that with the kids, but it doesn't have to be as elaborate as like a whole thing.
No.
But I think I mentioned this on another podcast, but I followed this Dr. Amen on Instagram. He's a brain doctor, and he said that if you can just spend 10 to 20 minutes a day of special time with your kids, when you just do something they want to do, it could be anything that they choose, and you just do it with them, and you don't ask them any questions, and it's weird. I thought, okay, I'm going to start doing that. But it's so hard not to ask them questions.
Yeah.
So you're there coloring, and I just want to say, how was your day? Who did you sit with at lunch? What happened today? What did you learn? And it's like, it's really hard. You realize.
Sounds like good marriage advice.
You are grilling them all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas if you just sit and let it be and do what they want to do, like that, we often go on the trampoline with them.
Be in the moment.
Yeah. So even if you're like, I'm just going to do 10 minutes of special time with this one. What do you want to do? I'm going to 10 minutes of special time with that one. What do you want to do? And I think it'll go a long way.
It sounds like, oh, that's really easy, but it's not in practice. It is actually really simple, because you are around your kids. Even if you're both working all the hours, you still, will have 10 minutes of an evening with them, doing something.
No, but it is like,
it's the weekends,
I think life gets so busy.
Yeah.
You are like, oh, I could just send that email. I could just do this. So actually taking 10, 20 minutes out of your day is like, and times three, you know, it's like, oh, this is a lot.
Yeah.
But then you feel so much better for it. You feel like more connected to them.
Okay. How did you prepare your eldest for secondary school? Any good equipment to help organise them?
Yes, I've got the best hack for this.
So we've got an 11-year-old as well who's about to start secondary school as well.
Yes, we have one that's in year 9 and one that's in year 6 going into year 7. But before my eldest started senior school, another mum said to me, this is a tip And she said, get loads of different colored folders. You can just order a bunch on Amazon and have each subject in the folders. And then from day one, get them to pack their own bag.
Yeah.
So every night he's got to check his timetable. And then it's really easy to pack his bag because it's just the folder for maths, the folder for, it's not like a million different textbooks and bits of paper. So that has probably been like the best.
And we've probably, thinking about it, because this was great, we've never had to look through his work at all. I know we're probably lucky in that sense, but like I've never had to go through any of those folders and say whatever. Mm. He's forgot the odd thing here and there.
Yeah, but it's pretty much in there, isn't it?
Yeah, from the get-go. So that is, great. Yeah, just get them doing that from the off.
Yeah.
Because you'll end up doing loads of other stuff for them, do you know what I mean? I still help him out a little bit with his PE stuff because there's so much, do you know what I mean, to remember. And at the end of the day, they've obviously got independence is probably the biggest thing you're going to gain out of going to school, secondary school anyway. But I feel like small steps, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I feel like he actually is quite academic. So I feel like I just want him to focus on that. And that is his strength. The organisation will come with it. Like you say, he does all his textbooks.
But he packs his bag every night. Like, and I would say do that because it's so tempting when they go to just do it for them.
Yeah.
But actually it's going to make your life a lot easier. So that was a really, really good tip. And obviously, go onto the website. Most school websites will have a like to get list, which is uniform, but then it's also like the protractor, the triangular thing they need. You know, these random, the calculator I had to buy was £25. Right. Like, it's like some special calculator. So just go check the list and then, label everything, obviously.
Good tip, mommy. How do you get them to do anything without moaning?
We haven't
got an answer for that. Our kids moan. They're normal. Yeah. We moan at them about moaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is hard because we obviously want our kids to become independent and do chores, but getting them to do a chore is a chore in itself. Yeah. It's like our chore is getting them to do their chores, and it's so tempting.
My chore is getting you to do them to get them to do their chores.
But it's so tempting to think, oh, I could just set the table or I could nag them. Like, I could set the table in 5 minutes.
We still do it with stuff. You still just like, oh, it's just quick if I just do it. But
yeah, sometimes you've got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You think I could do this in 5 seconds or I could moan at them for 10 minutes to do it.
And it's actually a way of dealing with the moaning yourself. So it's actually you have to look at yourself a little bit and think, right, how am I going to cope? Because they are just going to moan generally about doing stuff. We've still got to make them do it. So you've got almost like leave the room and be like, right, you've got to tidy away your stuff. Once you've done that, you can then go out and play on the trampoline or whatever and then walk away.
And
just so they know that's the rules. And then you haven't got to, because sometimes you're just like, oh, just do it.
I know. I lost it a bit the other day because someone left just a wrapper on the side.
Yeah.
And that just really gets to me because I think you're literally littering in our house.
Yeah, it was a cigarette wrapper. So it was a bit
I just think, oh, you're so like, you're littering in your own house. There's a bin there. There's a bin there. So I did actually lose it a bit. I was like, put your wrappers in the bin.
Yeah. And then,
which I try not to do.
Who it is, because they all eat different stuff, don't they? So you always know who it is and you're trying to get them to own up to it. And then it's like this big battle.
Yeah.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Well, this is quite sad, but something we've dealt with and we will deal with even more. How do you help your kids manage social exclusion, kids feeling left out by peers?
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
I mean, it is heartbreaking when your kid comes home and they've been in a situation that you couldn't be there for and you couldn't help them. But at the same time, you know, it is character building, sadly, and it is preparing them for the real world because not everyone's going to like you. Sometimes you question why they don't like you and if it was their fault. But I think you treat each occasion individually. Do you know what I mean? I don't have like one rule for all. You do try and find out what's gone on.
Yeah.
Why someone didn't include you. Why someone didn't want.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Obviously, you comfort them as well mm-hmm. and tell them they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And like, I would have chosen you. Or
yeah, I always say, if I was a kid your age, I would love to be friends with you.
Yeah.
Like, you're such a great.
You say that to me.
Yeah. Like, you're such a great kid. I would love to be friends with you, because I just want to reassure them. Like, I don't think it is anything you necessarily did. Like, you're a nice kid.
Yeah.
You know, obviously when they were little, they're like, did you share? You know,
yeah.
did you?
Yeah.
Was it something you could have done? But literally just this morning on the way to school, Jackson was like, I'm not invited to so-and-so's birthday party.
Yeah.
And he said he's not invited to this birthday party because of the football team he supports.
Yeah.
And like, he does not really support a football team.
No.
But it's just like the family supports Tottenham. And he said he's not allowed at this football party or this party because...
That's quite a good excuse. That's quite a good way of doing a cut-off.
It is quite a good cut-off. I was like, fair enough.
Especially for us, because there's not many Tottenham fans.
And we don't know. Maybe it's a specific team party. So maybe it's like, oh, I'm not invited. But anyway, he was very devastated about it.
Yeah. But I know that our kids give as good as they get.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know what to say in the moment. I was like, oh, because like it sucks.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, but that is life as well. It's like you're not going to be invited to every party.
Yeah.
And then if you are... You're like, if you're really like the kid that's always invited to everything, when you don't get invited to something, it comes even more as a shock. So like it's happened a couple of times, hasn't it? Do you know what I mean? For all of them, really. They're like, oh, I'm not invited to that. It's like, oh, well, do you know what I mean? The mum probably doesn't want to pay another 35 quid for you to not eat pizza and chips.
And I think as they get older, you do invite less.
Yeah.
Like they get smaller.
Yeah, there's so much pressure, isn't there? I mean, we've done a few big parties for the kids. I think we sort of capped it at like 5 or 6 and we was like, right, we stop now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like there's so much pressure now, isn't it?
Yeah, it can get out of
elaborate
hand.
Parties. Mm-hmm. We've been a bit guilty of it, but we kind of see what they want to do. And if they say, oh, I want a party, but actually Jackson doesn't love all the attention, does he?
Of a big do. Yeah. Another tip
go on.
For that
I'll let you.
Is, you know, when they come to you with a problem or they're moaning about, you know, someone left them out and stuff, like one thing you can ask your kids is like, which I saw on another, like that, probably that Dr. Amen or someone that was saying, you know, you could say, do you want advice or do you just want support? Like, because again, it is that.
That is like being with a woman.
That's what I mean. Like, but that's what answer, I think we talked about this. Like, I think you should say that to me.
You treat you like a child.
Do you just want a cuddle or do you want my advice?
You want me to fix it. You've asked me a question, but do you actually want me to answer?
Yeah, and I don't want your advice, just so you know. Yeah.
That's just life.
But you could say that to a kid, like, do you want my advice? Like,
or do
you want
a cuddle?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to go around and punch their head in? The latter.
Or like often you think, oh, I just, you know, maybe they just want you to agree. Yeah, that's out of order.
Yeah.
And then like.
Yeah, so then they go in school and say, yeah, no, that's not right. You got to be careful, because you know the kids are going to be like, my mum said, my dad said.
No, I mean, like, not even for them to go into school, just to, like, sort of reassure them, you're a great kid.
Yeah, yeah,
like, don't worry about that. Like, you've got loads of other friends. Like,
yeah, it's like you want to dilute the situation, but also you want them to know right from wrong and if they are being picked on or... But you do only ever get, obviously, one version of events. The worst is when you, like, kick off and tell the teacher about something and they're like... Well, he did set fire to the toilets.
No, don't get me wrong. I suppose if someone's consistently being excluded from that, maybe then say something to the mum or to the teacher or whoever it is. But we haven't really had that. It has just been like one-off random things.
Because he supports Spurs, which I do feel bad for that, because they're...
That's your fault.
I mean, he doesn't even like football, so he's not even, doesn't even support Spurs. Yeah. But the family does, and I feel bad because we've caused them enough pain over the years. Okay, so this is something we don't have experience in, but it's quite a good question. It's like how to deal with the kids moving out or how to get ready for that.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't say it's something we're getting ready for, but we are kind of, I mean, Fraser's, our eldest is 14. Maybe he'll go to university, maybe go into work straight away, who knows. But whatever he does, we're trying to make him a man that...
is independent.
Whoever he meets, his partner, is glad that we'd... set him up the way we did. So he makes food now, doesn't he? Trying to get into the whole laundry thing.
Yeah, we have shown them how to do laundry. But I feel
he's
like maybe
interested really interested in the kitchen, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
They're all like more interested in the kitchen.
They love making
dessert. They love making a massive mess.
Yeah, got a crepe maker at the moment. That's the popular thing, isn't it? To make crepes.
Yeah.
Crepe.
Yeah. But then the other day, Matt was like making, Fraser loves this like egg sandwich thing.
Yeah.
So Matt started showing him how to actually do it because he was like, you need to just know how to make this.
Yeah, I was taking no for an answer. I was like, right, you're going to do it this morning. And I was like, I'm not going to show you, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
It's literally just a fried egg and cheese and
bagel, and we do things like, you know, like make them change their sheets, or not even change the sheets, just take the sheets off their bed.
Yeah.
So they have the ability. So yeah, we're trying to, I joke, I'm like, I'm a husband training them.
Yeah.
But they vacuum, don't they?
That's it. You want them to be those kids at uni, like I remember, or at work or in life, that can just do a few things. You know what I mean? You don't want to be an absolutely useless.
I know. I live with this guy at uni and I remember, no, but like, obviously just roommates. There was like two guys, two girls. We all lived together. And I remember like once he made us like pasta. It was probably like pesto pasta. And we were like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Taste sensation.
We were just like, how did you make this? Like,
yeah, I remember I went to my mates and he must have been about 19, 20 and I was at uni, but he wasn't. He was working and he had a flat. He was like 19 or 20. He lived in it, but he'd rent a room in a flat. He went, oh, I'll make dinner. And like, again, he made pasta, but he put broccoli in it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
wow,
what are you doing there, mate? Broccoli. And also my mum, bless her, murders vegetables. And like, obviously this broccoli, she's Irish mum, so like everything's just boiled for hours. And then this broccoli just put in a pan and like just
fried
seared it. Do you know what I mean? For like 6 or 7 minutes. Do you know what I mean? It just, it had like flavor and crunch. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are like broccoli, but that tastes of something. And I thought these, I've always like a chef.
It's like
and
the like, best thing ever.
Literally, mum just taught me how to cook broccoli in a pan.
Exactly. So yeah, we need them to be like, able to impress like that.
Yeah.
Do a few things.
Good flex, isn't it? Cook a girl dinner and.
Yeah, or no, but. If a girl comes back to your room, it'll be a lot better.
It happened a lot for me.
Like, no, well, it'll be a lot better if your room is nice and clean and smells good.
It smells of broccoli.
Not a disgusting mess.
Yeah. No, it's important. We've got three of them, so we're bound to get one right. It's an experiment.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, we should maybe just do different things for each child, just see what... Don't tell them. We'll do fly on the wall and we're like,
no,
literally...
They are quite clean boys. They're quite good at organising.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it's because we are nagging them and we've got chore charts.
Moaning.
And stuff.
Emily, how is it going with separation anxiety now the boys are older?
It is going good, I think.
She's keeping it up.
Yeah. It is never
She's been
ending.
Consistent.
No, I have definitely got a lot better because obviously they're at the age now where they're like, bye, like, see ya.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that bothered. Whereas when they're young and they're literally grabbing onto your hair and they're upset and you're upset, you're like, this is just horrible.
Yeah. So that's when I started to do stuff when I could, wasn't it? Like the drop offs and what have you, because it was no good for anyone.
Yeah. It was just really, really hard.
Tough love.
Yeah. But I did make a massive, like, what's the word?
Shrine?
No. A big thing for me was I actually went to Toronto for two nights. Was it only two or three nights? Something silly.
47 hours, 28 minutes, 13 seconds.
But I actually went back for my grandma's funeral. So it was for like a sad reason. But just the fact that I managed to go back.
But it's the only thing that was going to make you do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have. If it wasn't for a sad reason, I would have brought everyone.
Yeah.
But because it was that, I thought, well, it's going to be hard for them and they're going to miss school. And it was just like a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to go and for two nights. And I made it and I did it and I lived through it. So
you're going back soon as well with Fraser, which would be nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm finding them growing up very difficult. You know, like you're sort of, it's like this really slow, I don't know.
Separation.
Now, you know, they talk a bit less. I keep thinking, you know, when we're on holiday, I was like, oh God, in 4 years, maybe Fraser won't want to come with us when he's 18. Hopefully he will.
Cost of holidays nowadays, I think.
Yeah.
And the holidays we take them on, I think they're soon going to realise. I mean, we've always talked to them about how lucky they are anyway. And
it's
only so lucky they can feel because obviously it's just something they're used to. But I do think they appreciate it. I think.
But yeah, I just think, oh gosh, it's not long now till they'll be adults and then I'll just be a mess. Yeah. So yeah.
Just get loads of dogs.
Yes. So I think those are all the questions that we're going to answer. We're probably like going on a bit as well. Obviously, you can probably tell we were not prepared with our answers. That was literally just what was
off
on the
cuff.
Off the top of our heads. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. As we said, we are going to get some guests onto the podcast. So if you have any recommendations or people you would love to see us chat to, let us know in the comments or DM us. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow, rate, like, comment, all the good things that you can do on all of these platforms. And thank you so much for listening. We will see you guys in our next episode. Bye.
See ya.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.